Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Bonney's here. Tom is a great member of our Brain Trust, the founder and managing partner of CMF Associates. He's an investor in a number of investments and different startups helping people get their businesses off the ground. He's a CPA by education and by training, and an investment expert, and he's our good friend. Tom Bonney, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks. It's good to be back, and look forward to the conversation this morning. And thanks for setting me up right behind the cake cutter story to have to talk about Trump and Hillary.
Yeah, I know. Debbie Meyer is the previous segment. Yeah, absolutely. I love talking about the cake cutter. Hey, Tom, let's give us your thoughts on, as we look out across the landscape, when you imagine a Hillary Clinton administration with regard to our small businesses, what do you see happening? And then I'll get you to do the same thing with Trump.
Sure. So, with a Hillary Clinton administration, I see the same sort of wet blanket of, dysfunction and regulation and higher taxes going to continue for another four years for the owner operators and small business market. I think in some ways the good news is you'll have some element of stability. The bad news is that for small business owners, all of the government sponsored items that we've had to fight against, we're going to continue to have, I think, to fight against as well. And I think moreover, the control of the House and the Senate is going to be extremely important, regardless of who wins.
Do you
wins.
Think she's going to, if she wins tomorrow, do you think she's going to have coattails down into the Senate? Do you think that'll help? She'll have.
I think that's a 50-50 in the Senate, and I think for the House.
Because it's local. Politics is local, except for the president, isn't it?
It is indeed. It is indeed. In fact, Pat Moynihan was the guy that said all politics is local, or at least in our generation.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how you get Republican senators in totally blue states sometimes, right?
Indeed. In fact, we've got one here in Pennsylvania where I am.
Yeah.
That is up for election.
Pennsylvania is a great example. We've got the minimum wage looming out there that we know President Obama would like to have initiated. That's one of the pillars of Hillary, isn't it? Increasing the minimum wage.
Yeah, it is, and I think that if Hillary gets in, that you're going to see the minimum wage bump up, 12 to 15 bucks an hour.
How bad of a hit do you think that's going to be on jobs?
Well, I think it's going to be substantial, particularly in the retail and restaurant and industrial services area.
And we're going to have less service because we're going to have more kiosks, aren't we?
Yep, the technology is going to replace a lot of those jobs.
40 years ago, employers had nothing, could do nothing but suck it up and pay the higher wage. In fact, you may not remember this, but I remember back in the 70s when an increase in minimum wage was actually a measurable inflation.
Yeah, I do remember.
Now it's not so much because we have even small businesses have technology, right?
Indeed, indeed. And, I think that's the other, if we step out of politics for just a moment, the other dynamic that I think is impacting small business owners across the board over the next 5 to 10 years is going to be the impact of technology per se on their business. And mm-hmm. So the complexity for the small business guy, when you think about, minimum wage, taxes, regulations, and then just the fact that their industries are being turned over or will be turned over mm-hmm. over the next 10 years, it's a long, hard slog.
It's hard for us to make those shifts from a capital standpoint, from a cultural standpoint, from an organizational standpoint. It's hard to make those changes, but we're going to have to do it, folks, or we won't make it. Give us a Trump analogy.
So, you know, with Trump, I think, you know, the small business owner is going to have to be prepared for volatility, at least in the first 6 months, because no one really knows what his ultimate implementable policies are going to be. You know, so the
he's no conservative, but he's not going to be as he's not going to be he's going to be more right of center than obviously than Clinton will be, right?
Yeah, I think he's going to be right of center, and Hillary Clinton actually I think is going to be drug left of left because she's had to bring in and get the support of
right.
the left wing of the party to actually. You know, if she brings it home, it'll be largely because of
the thing that I've said. Whenever anybody said, you know, what do you have? What is it about Trump that recommends him? And I said, well, from a small business standpoint, you know, if you put all the other things aside, which you have to put a lot of things aside for both of them, really, just to get down to their policies, right? If you put the other stuff aside, Trump knows how to create a job and he knows how to make a payroll. That recommends him to a lot of small businesses.
Yeah, I think you know the other thing too is that he has no history with any of these policies per se. So,
right.
You know, when he looks at regulation, when he looks at taxes, when he looks at infrastructure,
right.
You know, he doesn't have an axe to grind. He doesn't have
mm-hmm.
any previous interests that are going to be in play here. So, you know, the good news, I think, for the small business owner from a policy standpoint is that with a Trump presidency, you have more of a chance to have job-creating, entrepreneur-exciting policies that ultimately get implemented.
Don't you believe that if we could unleash the entrepreneurial hounds in America, that this economy could leap off the ground?
I do.
Believe. Don't you think there's pent-up energy that's just enormous right now?
There is pent-up energy, you know,
and stronger balance sheets.
Stronger balance sheets, pent-up energy, and you know, going back to my previous comments regards to technology, you know, for entrepreneurs who are even in industries, I think, you know, there's a great opportunity to start a business and to grow a small business over the next 10 years. And if only we could get some of the shackles removed.
Well, this new overtime, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but this new overtime exemption increase, doubling the overtime exemption, that's not going to be good for anybody.
No, I hear you, and all these things, you know, healthcare. We haven't talked about healthcare.
Well, Obamacare is going to get worse. It's going to be Hillary care.
Yeah, so I mean, all
she'll remake it. Yeah,
all these items are just other, you know, obstacles and to growth and job creation.
Give us a website. Give us a website, Tom.
Yeah, cmfassociates.com, Jim.
All right, when we come back, Tom and I are going to talk about where you should invest and how long should you wait to decide.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.